I'm Wendy Becker, and I'm 64 years old. I live in Los Angeles, California, actually Laurel Canyon. And I am a performer, singer, songwriter. That's a little bit of what I do.
My name is Rick Howard. My hometown was New York City, but I've lived in LA longer than I lived in New York. I'm a musician, songwriter, singer as a profession.
We actually have known each other for over 21 years, and we've been married, it'll be 20 years this August.
If I were to describe our love story, the word that comes to mind most is magical, and the phrase just meant to be.
Welcome to Our Love Story, a Spotify original from Parcast. Every week, a real couple recounts how they met, how they fell in love, and the biggest moments of their relationship. Now, let's hear their love story.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, The Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It feels like we're all being told to go on this diet, take that supplement. Ozempic will give you depression, but you know what'll cure that? Weed. Or you could try to balance your hormones. At Science Versus, we're like,
what the f*** is going on?
Forget the crap online and listen to Science Versus. Just the facts. Oh, and a bunch of stupid jokes.
What is a ghost's favorite fruit? Booberries.
That's Science VS. New season out on Spotify soon.
Well, before I met Rick, I had been divorced and dating for about 17 years. I dated a lot. In fact, Rick always says that I had a black belt in dating, but I also was always getting fixed up on blind dates. What people would say is, oh, you're single, he's single, perfect. But they never took into account who I was or who the other person was. So obviously, blind dates were not a great experience for me.
Before I met Wendy, I had been in a few serious relationships. I got married in my early 20s, divorced in my late 30s, had another live-in relationship for a while, and then after 2 years after that ended, I was introduced to Wendy, and it's been unbelievable since then.
When I met Rick, because I had been dating so much, I really had lost faith in possibly finding the right one. And because I had gone on so many blind dates, I had a rule that I was never going to marry a man I met on a blind date. And Rick and I were fixed up on a blind date. So I wasn't exactly excited about meeting this guy. I just figured, okay, another blind date. So we decided to meet at the Marmalade Cafe in Sherman Oaks. When I drove up in my car, I saw that there was a man out in front waiting, and I got out, and this man said to me, Wendy. I said, Rick. And then he hugged me. And I'm thinking to myself, this guy doesn't even know me, and already he's got his hands all over me.
I knew that Wendy had red hair, and she was 5'1" on a good day. So when this car pulls up and this gorgeous redhead pops out, I am so hoping that this is Wendy. And when I found that it was, I just immediately was drawn to hug her. I was definitely not this kind of touchy-feely person prior to this in my life. But on a cellular level, I realized that something had just happened to me, and I wanted to just grab this red ball of energy.
When he did that, I was really taken aback. I was surprised. I really did think, oh gosh, here's another one who's already crazy about me, but he doesn't know me, you know, just saw the outside package. We went into the restaurant and ordered a nice bottle of wine, had dinner. And the conversation just really flowed. It was easy, it was interesting and fun. And during the dinner, I thought to myself, this is a great guy. I should fix him up with one of my girlfriends, because I kept thinking about my rule about blind dates. I really did. I thought, I'm going to fix him up with somebody.
One thing that was really amazing in our dating life, a few weeks in, Wendy is deciding to have me hear some of her music, and she's doing it at a club in Hollywood on Fairfax, Genghis Cone, a Chinese restaurant with a little room for singer-songwriters. I enjoy the concert. Afterwards, I'm hanging out. She introduces me to some of her friends, and they go, "Rick Howard, are you in music?" I go, "Yes." They go, "I'm sure you don't remember us, Liz and Howard, and you did the music for our wedding 19 years ago." And I'm going, "Oh, wonderful." Then they go to Wendy, "Remember, Wendy, you were a bridesmaid. You got up and sang a song with the band." And in that moment, Wendy realizes that in her apartment, she has a photograph of the two of us together on stage 19 years before our blind date.
I was blown away, especially when I remembered the picture of us on stage together at my girlfriend's wedding 19 years before this blind date. In fact, we have a picture. I'm standing there in purple polyester, and Rick has his guitar leading the band and kind of looking very, you know, cool.
At the end of this date, we're sitting in the car right outside the restaurant, and we're both very excited, and the conversation is going on and on and on. All of a sudden, I just lean in for a kiss, like mid-sentence, very awkwardly, very excited, like a little kid. And we kiss again, and then I go right back to finish the rest of my sentence, like the kiss didn't even happen, but it happened, then it happened again. It was amazing. It was like so spontaneous.
You know, many people have said to us, "Don't you wish you got together then?" And I absolutely say no. First of all, we were each married to other people, so it wouldn't have been really a great thing. But also, we weren't ready at that point. And if we had gotten together, I don't know that it would have worked out at all. I think because of the time that had lapsed since that first meeting, we each learned a lot and explored life a lot more. And we both were more sure of what we wanted in our partner. When I think back to our most memorable date for me, I think about the time that we went to a movie about Gilbert and Sullivan. At this point in our relationship, Rick was still, you know, calling every day, always. And I was not as excited as he was. So we went to the theater, and in the darkened theater, I remember that he took his hand and just slid it up my arm to my elbow, just touching me. And it was like something went over me like electricity. It was like magnetic. I remember being so happy to watch a movie about music and things that I was passionate about and hear the same kind of interest from a man to share that, those passions, was really a wonderful feeling.
My most memorable date is we went out to Westward Beach in Malibu. It was a beautiful day. We're the only people on the beach, pretty much. We walk towards the end, and literally she turns around and faces me, puts her hand out, and in her hand is a key. I'm not even understanding what's happening at that moment. And I say, "What?" She goes, "It's the key to my condo." And then I realized that she actually was describing how serious she felt about the relationship, that she was ready to actually have me come in, move stuff in, stay over, come in, that the relationship was that serious. And I felt so good.
As I was getting to know Rick, I also wanted the steps of greater intimacy to really be done in a more formal way, a way of being really present. So for me to want him to have the freedom to come and go from where I live into my home really said a lot from my heart that I trusted him that much.
I first said I love you to Wendy in this condo that she had given me the key to just a few months earlier. It had a little wet bar area with a mirror, and I kind of sidled up right behind her next to her. And I looked at her in the mirror and I said, Wendy, I love you. She almost immediately welled up tears in her eyes and responded that she loved me too. That feeling was like, oh, the search is over. We're both in the same headspace. We're both moving towards this thing. We're building a life together. It was the most wonderful feeling I'd had in many, many, many years.
When Rick said, I love you to me, it felt like fireworks inside. It just felt so good. And I was so happy to say I love you back. The first time I met Rick's family, his parents, they had come in to Los Angeles from Florida. They flew in. And I will never forget, we picked them up at the airport and drove to Rick's house. And it was late afternoon. And we were walking up the stairs to the door. And Rick's father looks at me and says, listen, if you're not going to stay here tonight because of us, we'll go get a hotel. He wanted to make sure that we were having a very healthy sex life. And I think at that point, we know each other about 2 months or something. People say that when you marry somebody, you marry their family as well. And I really believe that. I lucked out. Rick's family is wonderful. They just totally welcomed me. I'm really so close with Rick's brothers, and I was close with his parents before they passed, especially my mother-in-law. And I'm grateful with Rick's children, who are not children, they're adults, young adults, and they have embraced me. And I'm very grateful for that.
I met Wendy's family when we decided to take a trip to Milwaukee. At that point, there was kind of like an adopted mom, a great aunt to meet, and Wendy's brother and sister-in-law. Meeting her parents for the first time felt really strange because I actually met them at the cemetery looking at headstones and reading their names. After all this time, I've heard so much about Wendy's mother and her personality and demeanor that I actually feel that I've met her many times through Wendy.
I think part of the reason that I was so fearful about having a relationship and I had spent those 17 years dating is because my mother had passed away when I was in my early, mid-30s, and I was very close with her. She was an amazing woman. And when I hear that I may reflect who she was in Rick's eyes, I am profoundly touched and grateful that I may have some of her qualities in me.
I knew I wanted to ask Wendy to marry me. I knew I wanted it to be not in my house, her apartment. We booked a room up, actually a cabin up at El Encanto in Santa Barbara, Montecito area, which I don't believe is there anymore. But it was a very well-known place and it's very romantic, wonderful service. You have your own little cottage. We drove up with champagne in the car. And I really wanted to wait maybe while we were having some fantastic dinner somewhere. But we wound up fooling around. And I immediately just said, Wendy, will you marry me? It just came out.
And I just said, oh, yes. I felt every part of me say yes. And I think just for a moment, I thought, oh gosh, I thought he was going to do it another romantic way. But it's funny to hear Rick also have the same kind of fantasy that I had about him proposing to me. It didn't matter. Planning our wedding was a bit of a challenge for both of us. I really wasn't sure what I wanted to do, except I knew that I wanted it to be meaningful. So we looked around at various sites for the wedding, and we decided on a place in Malibu, the Malibu Riding and Tennis Club, because the energy there was wonderful, and it had been a Chumash healing grounds, and we could feel it. And Malibu Riding and Tennis Club could only accommodate about 80 people, and a lot of other people also wanted to celebrate our marriage. So we planned to have our first part of our wedding ceremony and dinner and dancing at the Malibu Riding Tennis Club on a Thursday late afternoon. Then Friday night, we had out-of-town family, so we thought we should have everybody over to the house for dinner. And then Saturday night, we rented a big hall and had something like 350 to 400 people for a wedding party. And Rick's band plays, and we had an organized potluck dinner. So it was one celebration after another. It was great, and it was exhausting.
After our wedding, we really hung around for a few days because we had so many out-of-town guests. But a few days later, we disappeared to Catalina Island for several nights, which I had never been to before, and we had a wonderful time. But then we decided to go on a real honeymoon to Europe about a year later, and we disappeared for a month and had a wonderful time meandering around France.
There are so many things that I love about Rick. I love how he cares about other people. I love his compassion. I love his honesty. I love who he is in the world. I am so very proud of him as a person. I love that he's also so passionate about art and music. And I'm grateful that he kind of comes along with me on all the adventures I come up with. Even the notion that we perform shows together. I mean, we never thought that that was going to be happening.
It'll be hard to pick one thing that I love most about Wendy, because there's so much. Wendy is one of the most caring, supportive people I've ever met. I have never met anyone that takes the time to always ask how the other person is. And she manages to keep alive so many deep friendships. The fact that we additionally share music and writing gives us a shorthand way of communicating that I never had with anyone before.
When I think about the future with Rick, I look forward to growing more together and exploring new adventures in the art that we do, or in our music, in our travels, and what we learn in life. We both are quite open to life. I call us each, we're ageless. When we go out, a lot of times when we were going out before COVID, we would go someplace and I'd look around the room and I'd say, Rick, I think we're the oldest people here. And he'd say, so what? Because we just love to do things. We love life. So I look forward to doing more and being more with Rick.
When I think about the future with Wendy, I'm really looking at a blank slate. In my time with her, I've gone to places I never would have dreamed of. So I am certain that there are dreams that I cannot even imagine that will be happening, and amazing escapades. Since Wendy did not have any children of her own, I love and am looking forward to seeing her influence on grandchildren. And I think it's a very healing experience for us both. I look forward to performing on stages wherever life takes us with Wendy forever.
Thanks for listening to Our Love Story. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Parcast and on Twitter at Parcast Network. For more episodes of Our Love Story, follow us on Spotify and check out other Parcast originals, all available on Spotify. Our Love Story is executive produced by Max Cutler and is a Spotify original from Parcast. It was created by John Cohen. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo with associate sound design by Jamie Ryan. Production assistance by Ron Shapiro. It's produced by John Cohen, Kristen Acevedo, and associate produced by Alex Trigvadotter.